Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Wednesday night, joined Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation. Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're at Metro Bottle today, guys. A lot of folks coming in here. Mike, look at the line over there. I say a line. It's guys surrounding that table over there. Yes. Where the good bourbon is.
Duck Club Bourbon, man. It's special today. They got a tasting. They got two different tastes for you, two different proofs, and smooth as butter.
It is.
Just delish. So come on down, man. Sample the goods and go get your holiday cheer. If you're like me and you got your mother-in-law coming, you want to get her on a constant Pinot Noir IV drip. And so you can do that here for a great cost. I bought some great Pinot Noir for me. I mean, some really high-end stuff that I like, and she can't tell the difference. I got her some other really inexpensive but tasty grapes as well. They got the full spectrum here at Metro Bottle.
You're right. She probably can't tell the difference.
No.
Yeah. You're right.
What is this the decoy? Yes, you drink that. That's good for you. I'm over here drinking the Bell Gloss. You take the decoy. That's good.
It's like when guys come over to my house and they're like, hey, man, where are all the cigars you be talking about? I'm like, oh, they're in this humidor right here.
No,
this is the humidor that you guys get to choose
that's
out
the
of.
Thing. Our Super Bowl party, we have a table because we have parties that just kind of pop up, Carl.
Yeah.
So the card table never comes down. So now Becky's kind of dressed it up with a little bunting and everything. So we've got all the liquor on that. But you're right. The high-end stuff goes in the bar.
No.
The bar in the great room. That's don't break that out.
You're not going in my humidor, walking around there and be pulling out my $35, $50 cigars. You got right here. Right here. All right, man. We'll be here until 6, but Duck Club Bourbon is here. They have a 92 proof. They have a 110 proof. It's high brass. And they also, that one's aged 5 to 8 years. Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's great for drinkers who prefer a richer, bolder pour. And that's something you can taste right here at Metro Bottle. Hey, man, the uncertainty of Michael Penix Jr. is real. I think sometimes because we're in the midst of this season, it's not over yet. Maybe some Falcon fans think we're taking shots. Mike, I've seen on social media where people have, you know, accused you of that when you've said and been critical. I don't know. I maybe not so much. I don't get it, but I will tell you I have the same worries and concerns that Mike does when it comes to Michael Penix and his return. I've said this, and, you know, people are asking me around the country, yo, when's he coming back? Guys, I don't think he's back until about 4 to 5 weeks into the season. And even with that, I think he's going to be somewhat limited, okay? He may not fully recover until November in the early December next year. So if I'm telling you that and you go, well, what's that mean for the playbook? Are we going to be limited? The answer is yes. And so when you talk about the uncertainty of what this could look like. It's not that Michael Penix won't ever be back. It's when will he be back to full strength that you can do all the things you want to do.
Right, and what are the circumstances he returns to? Is there a new offensive coordinator? Does a new general manager come in and maybe not feel so warm and fuzzy about Michael Penix Jr.? I mean, one thing for certain, you still got him relatively cheap for two more years.
That's right.
And an option for year five. But you're not going to really have a feel for this. I don't even know what you're going to get out of the 2026 season, to your point about, like, Adrian Peterson came back in, like, 6 months because he's, like, an X-Man, you know, and Michael Penix Jr.'s already had some knee surgeries, you know. Tom Brady was year nine when he blew his knee out. Same thing for Patrick Mahomes. And they obviously had a great team and a great organization around. But this guy's going to be now, there's two knee surgeries on one knee. This is the other one. All the issues he's dealt with, I'm not saying he can't do it, but right now the chips are kind of stacked against him. Right? The odds are against Michael Penix Jr. Right now, it's more likely for him to be Justin Fields or Mitchell Trubisky than to become Drake May in the history of the last few years of how draft picks pan out.
Yeah. Because
hope I'm wrong.
I do, too. Because of what you have to overcome. Here's the other part about this, and you can't be mad about this. If you didn't think the Penix pick was a smart pick or was a good pick or we shouldn't or should not have done it, here's the other part about this. The organization's got to protect itself, which means we got to go get another quarterback.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about an old dude, okay? We got to think about what if the worst-case scenario plays out. And therefore, you need to go get a young guy who's viable, who can play right mm-hmm. now. The problem, Mike, is everybody goes, all right, what's that going to cost? Well, guess what? Does that mean you're drafting a guy? Because if you're going to do that, I don't know if I'm doing that in the third round. Mike, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Or do you want to go get somebody that has experience that currently is in the league but fairly young and maybe underutilized? So this is something the organization, if they don't do this, guys, this offseason, they're cheating us.
And by the way, the same guys that are on my case about, you know, oh, you're not giving support to Michael Penix Jr., if we bring in Malik Willis, you'll forget about Michael Penix Jr. like first period French. Mm. Okay? Now, that's... Can kids still drop classes in high school like we used to, Carl? When your schedule came out. And that was not a class I wanted in the first period of the day. But the point I'm making is...
Now, who's paying attention in the first period?
Exactly. Miss Johnson was a knockout. She still comes to our reunions. Now she's, you know, married. But, yeah, it did keep my attention. Put it that way.
Yeah.
But bonjour.
Bonsoir. I don't think I checked in until about third period. That was me. Right before athletics. I'm just going to be honest with you because I had to be up for that.
I didn't have credits to graduate as a junior, so my senior year was AP classes, and you know, we had study hall around lunch. And so my high school was 5 minutes from the beach, so that was like somebody buried the keg in the ground the night before, and it was on, man.
That's crazy.
Come back to class, and you'd be at baseball practice, and a coach, I didn't know better. I think you guys were drunk. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, look, I didn't have.
Sorry, Day-Day. It was a different time. Day-Day, the first shake of the head by Day-Day happens at 2:45.
I didn't have that luxury, Mike. The beach was 5 minutes away from your high school.
5 minutes. If you had money in a car, bicycle is about 20.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No, we were lucky to just maybe meet up at somebody's house. His parents weren't home. I mean, for the break.
Right.
Which did happen. But I understand if the beach was 5 minutes away, how I would have been getting in there and getting it on as well. Right. Hey, man, what do you guys think? Seriously. Is this a concern, or you are not as concerned as we are about it? Because I get the sense there are people like, man, it's a knee injury, bro. It's 2025, 26. He's going to be fine. He'll be back. I get the sense that some of you just don't think this is a big deal. And my issue is mobility. We saw it with Kirk Cousins and this Achilles. Now, I know Kirk's, you know, 12 years older than right. Michael Penix, but the reality is this is still something that he's going to deal with because Mike said it. You guys don't – when you re-injure the same area of your body, for those who've never experienced this, you have swelling. You have things that pop up, pains and aches that you go, well, that's unusual. Yeah, because you've already hurt that area of your body. You've gone in. They've done surgery. I don't care what technology says. This is coming from guys that I know they've had multiple knee surgeries, Mike, and they're like, dude, it ain't the same. I can play, but it's not the same.
And then you're going to be putting – like, we're not orthopedists who don't claim to be, but now he's going to be putting pressure on the knee that's already been worked on twice because the other knee is bad. Look, the thing about Michael Penix Jr., two things. Is he not being encouraged to run? Does he not want to run?
Well, what game was it where he ran and damn near saved the game for
And that's
for
the thing. I'll go back.
Was that
the Buffalo game or was it the Redskins game?
You remember that? Yeah. He ran for a couple first downs, ran for the
game. I was at Commanders game.
It was the overtime. Yeah. He ran a touchdown. And then I want to say he also tucked it maybe for a two-point conversion. This was earlier in the season. You guys remember.
But he can run. But the thing is, so is Zach Robinson not encouraging him to run? Because Michael Penix Jr. had no qualms about getting in the bottom of a scrum against the Tennessee Titans.
No,
wasn't cared about his knee or his shoulder or anything else. So why aren't you encouraging him to use his athleticism? The game in Berlin, because I was sitting low, I got the best angle on it, there were yards and yards he could take. Is he being cowed into staying in the pocket? Or that's what I don't know. That's why I'm confused by Zach Robinson and how he approaches him.
Yeah.
I'm confused by your tactics.
404-726-0929. You can hit us up and let us know. It's look, this is a real conversation, and unfortunately, Falcon fans, it's something we're going to have to hear all offseason. We just are. All the shows that you love to watch and that you enjoyed on a national level, I'm telling you right now, when they talk about Atlanta, it's going to be, one, whether the coaching situation is resolved, and if it is, and it should be, then two, what's happening with Michael Penix? Because everybody's wondering, at what point does he come back and show us, Mike, that he can be the guy? And that's the that's the issue.
The idea, my neighbor was asking me today, is why don't we just keep Kirk Cousins and pay him the money? I got a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
I said, you know, and he's probably, his agent is not going to be amenable to kind of moving some of that money around to help you out. I mean, you can try to restructure his deal, but I mean, he's going to tell you to pound sand. He's not happy about how the whole situation played out before he got hurt.
Mike, that's a February question.
We asked Kirk, and that's how we answered it.
That's a March question. Right. Hey, man, we're live in Metro Votto. Coming up, we are going to talk to Dave Archer. Coming up next hour, as we mentioned, we'll ask Dave about this offense and how they're learning to win. This is funny, right? Ross said this to us a few weeks ago, and I was like, learn to win. We were 6-3 last year.
Don't tell me you're learning to win. It's December. Okay, you got two Pro Bowlers. I got a new defensive line that looks like rock stars. You know, I mean, this is why you guys yesterday, I said you got selective amnesia. No, he deserves another. No, he doesn't. He's had his chance, and he blew it.
Yeah. Falcons learning to win. It's something Rob was talking about. We'll ask Dave Archer about that coming up next hour. And also why he thinks Kirk Cousins is playing so well. Here's the part about this. Cousins is playing well enough where I think he's forcing them to have to ask him.
Yes.
He's forcing them to have to at least sit down and go, okay, what are you willing to take? How can we renegotiate this deal?
I had a guy hit me up on Twitter yesterday. I had a picture of Cousins. D-Led posted the picture of Cousins wearing that Christmas suit.
Yeah.
He had like the Christmas wrapping outfit.
He did.
And some guy goes, yeah, that's a quarterback for a team that's out of the playoffs. Well, so what does it have to do with his fun outfit for Christmas? See, people are just so miserable at this time of the
year. He's having fun, man.
He's having fun, He's a loose dude. I just wish that we had things had played out a little bit differently, that the coaches were more proactive with the injury and sitting him, and then maybe Michael Penix bailed us out. Maybe Michael Penix would have struggled last year. But they mishandled that situation. I mean, we can't just see Kirk's got to go. You said it yourself last year. You can't depend on a player to say, yeah, coach, I'm hurt. A good stud athlete is not going to take himself out of a game.
Nobody does. Not guys that pride themselves on it. And then he owned it to us when he said, if you missed this interview 2 weeks ago now, Kirk said when he was in Washington, he had a coach. He said, I want to know what makes Eli Manning so good. And he was talking to him about, you know, the thing that people didn't know about Eli is he played hurt a lot. But he never talked about it. His teammates knew, but nobody really knew. And he said, I wanted to be one of those guys that had a lot of skins on the wall. It's just Kirk talking to Mike and I.
Right.
And then he said, you know, the thing about that is, you're trying to learn how to be that guy, and you want to be one of those dudes. I can't complain about being hurt and not being out there for my guys. That is how he viewed last year and what happened. Yes, he lied about it. Yes, he didn't do the right thing according to what we thought he should have done, which was take some time off and help the team. But it was how he was built. It was how he came up. And so when you explain that, Mike, and it's like, okay, I don't agree with it, but I understand where you're coming from.
And I asked him, I said, would it have been any different if it wasn't Michael Penix Jr., the, you know, the hot young stud first-round pick? He said, no. So I said, I mean, if you had like a garden variety backup that you could have just plugged in, he said that wasn't the case, to your point.
Yeah, man. 404-726-0929, hanging out at Metro Votto. 3 o'clock hour, should I say, is straight ahead. We will talk more about what's going on around the NFL. Hawks back in action tonight. We'll get to that as well. And, of course, more on the Dogs and Kirby Smart. We did not play that soundbite about the Dogs having some time off, but Kirby was talking about using the time off and like, you have time off, Mike, but do you use it in the right way?
And, again, Kirby taking shots at some guys. And, by the way, this is going to get a little ugly. We're going to ask Connor Riley about the kid who left for Missouri and the lawsuit and now a countersuit saying he did not honor his contract.
Yeah.
And I like, some guys are going to, how are you going to sue a kid? Well, he's a pro now. You guys are semi-pros. The rules have changed. But Kirby basically saying, you know, guys are always talking about transfer. Why don't you talk about you getting better? What? Nobody wants to see that, Kirby. No, I know what he's saying, but that doesn't sell anything. No one's going to say, wow, wow, Johnny Smith just said he had a great day of practice today. No one cares.
You know what's freaking me out about this college? Come on, Kirby. Come on. You know what's freaking me out about this? Every time now that I see something pop up, like I saw where South Carolina re-signed Lenore Sellers. And I'm like, no, he's already there. He's on scholarship. What are we talking about? Like this terminology we're using now. You are literally selling your own.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Guys, and then promoting, Mike, that you've re-signed your own free agents.
I mean, the idea that if you haven't seen the story, it's true. I mean, you've got Arch Manning restructuring his deal.
That's right.
In Texas to make more room for the other guys to come in and get paid.
Sounds familiar, right?
Yes. Now, granted, you can do that because you're a Manning. You asked me to do that. If I'm in a different tax bracket, hell no.
Hey, man, we are chilling out with Dug Club Bourbon. They're here hanging out. When you walk into Metro Bottle, get a sample. Try it. I think you're going to like it, man. Price point's really cool, too. We're going to be here until 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock hour straight ahead. We'll talk to Dave Archer coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.